Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
ADHD is a problem with inattentiveness and overactivity, impulsivity, or a combination of these things. It's becoming so diagnosed that people are worrying we're over-diagnosing it. My guest today is Dr. Andrew Addisman. He's Chief of Developmental and Behavioral Pediatrics at Stephen and Alexander Cohen's Children Medical Center of New York. So, Dr. Addisman, first, do you think we're over-diagnosing ADHD these days?
I don't think that we're over-diagnosing it, although certainly the numbers of children identified with ADHD has increased. I think the challenge, though, for parents and for professionals is the fact that we don't have an objective, independent laboratory test to rely upon for the diagnosis, and so it's really a clinical diagnosis made by professionals.
Well, and theories going around have also said that we're diagnosing more because we have the capabilities to do it. We're catching it earlier. We look for signs and symptoms now that we didn't maybe look for 25 years ago.
Well, I think that may be true in part. Certainly, the American Academy of Pediatrics now recommends that pediatricians consider ADHD whenever children present with either academic or behavior problems. And pediatricians are being encouraged to go through an assessment process. I think that, you know, there's all kinds of speculation as to why there may be other reasons in terms of increased concern, and whether it be, you know, changes in class size, changes in diet, changes in academic expectations. But I think that there's likely, you know, a greater awareness of it, and certainly perhaps greater efforts to identify it by pediatricians.
So, Dr. Addisman, for parents listening, give them sort of your base on symptoms are always, people always want to know symptoms and treatment. And we'll talk about the treatment in a future segment, but symptom-wise, mm-hmm. parents, you know, because kids can be kids. And so sometimes that overactive child or that child that isn't able to settle down can settle down for a video game. And right. So the parents say, oh, well, then they're fine, because I know they really settle down for the video game. What are some really specific things that parents should watch out for? And start with, you know, the age of 2, 3, things that they should look for.
Okay. Well, first of all, I think it's important to emphasize that the younger the child, the more difficult it is to reliably diagnose ADHD. And so the American Academy of Pediatrics, in their most recent guidelines, they're focusing on ages 4 and above. If a parent of a 2 or a 3-year-old has concerns about the child's behavior, they can certainly discuss it with a pediatrician. When we talk about ADHD, it's important to remember that there are different subtypes of ADHD. And so there's sort of the more typical form that includes hyperactivity. But there's a completely separate subtype of ADHD where hyperactivity or impulsivity are not really prominent features, and that's referred to as the inattentive subtype. When children have inattention without hyperactivity or impulsivity, that's typically not identified during the preschool years. It's really limited to, you know, presentation once children are in a classroom setting. And just focusing on the inattentive subtype for a second, the kinds of concerns or complaints that parents may hear about or may note themselves is that the child has difficulty with task persistence and may have trouble completing an assignment. They may be prone to daydreaming. They may be easily distracted. In a classroom setting, they may be staring out the window or focusing on what the child next to them is doing. At home, the parents may notice that, you know, they send the child up to get something from their room, and all of a sudden they get distracted and by three other things. So those are some of the symptoms that we see in a child with the inattentive form of ADHD. Obviously, we can all get occasionally distracted, and I think it's important to note that what distinguishes the child with the inattentive form of ADHD is the fact that it occurs in multiple settings. So it's not just at home or not just at school, but it occurs in multiple settings, that it impairs the child's function, and obviously that it's also more frequent than is considered normal. And parents may have trouble quantifying, you know, what's normal or what's typical, since they may, you know, this may be their first child or maybe their oldest child, whatever it may be. And then that's where, you know, getting feedback and getting rating scales or questionnaires completed by teachers can play a very important role in terms of judging to what extent it's a significant problem.
Do you find, Dr. Adisman, that parents are resistant to looking at these, oh, he's just a boy, he's just a four-year-old boy, and that's how four-year-old boys act? And, I mean, do you find, being an expert in this field, that parents are less willing to say, yes, this could be what it is, let's deal with it, for some reason or another?
Well, that's a great question, because it, in essence, comes up very, very often, and that allows us to sort of shift now to the other primary subtypes and those that involve the hyperactivity and the impulsivity. And, you know, we know that, you know, preschoolers can be very active. We know that they don't have the same attention span of a grade school or middle school child. And so then the question comes up, how do you determine when something is a problem? And I think the challenge, and it's a challenge for professionals, not just for parents, is really trying to make that distinction between, you know, when is something that's a little bit more prominent than is typical, when do you consider it abnormal? When do you say it's not just a variation, but it's really a problem or it's a disorder? The typical criterion, again, it goes back to, you know, it occurring in multiple settings and it also impairing the child's function. If a parent thinks that their child is overactive, one of the best ways to get sort of a better handle on it, obviously they can discuss it with their child's pediatrician, but oftentimes a preschool teacher or somebody who's a little bit more objective, a little bit more experienced, their feedback and input can be very, very important. So if a child seems to be overactive at home, you know, perhaps put them into a preschool setting and get both, you know, parents may appreciate the little bit of a break that they're getting. The child will benefit from the education. And then if there are concerns in the preschool setting, you know, in the eyes of an experienced teacher, then that sort of lends, you know, greater validity, so to speak, to the parental concerns. And that might then, you know, further suggest that a child is showing signs of ADHD during the preschool years.
That's a great piece of advice, because sometimes you won't listen to, you know, maybe a concerned mother-in-law or somebody saying, you know, this child is not the way that they should be, but that, as you say, experienced teacher might say, you know, this can't pay attention, or there's attentional issues here that we need to, you know, look into. So now, signs and tests, tests, what do you do to find out? We only have about a minute left, but...
Sure. Ever so briefly, I think, you know, parents should, you know, discuss this with their pediatrician. There are questionnaires and rating scales that are helpful, and that's a way to get information in a systematic way. It is important to get input from either a preschool or a play group or a babysitter, so it shouldn't just rely on the parent feedback. For school-age children, the teachers are really going to be the best respondents, and then looking at the magnitude of the problem. And I generally prefer to see problems 2 years running. So the younger the child, you know, I don't want to just hear that the first grade teacher is having problems for the first time. I'd like to either hear it from the kindergarten teacher previously or the second grade teacher next year. So I think that the more teachers that have concerns, the more confident we can be that it's likely a problem, although there are some other things that need to be considered in terms of learning disabilities and other possibilities that can sort of suggest ADHD, but there might be another problem going on.
And how difficult is that? Because the fact is that most conditions, you know, you can diagnose, you see them, but this has got to be sort of a long-running diagnosis. So your best advice in about 20 seconds here, Dr. Adisman, in figuring out if this is something that really needs to be dealt with.
Well, pediatricians are the first stop, and a pediatrician will consider whether or not it's ADHD and will give consideration to whether there are learning or other explanations for difficulties in school. Obviously, if a child is struggling academically, school districts are obligated to evaluate those children as well, and pediatricians can counsel families as to, you know, how to proceed in terms of getting their child tested as far as other learning problems.
Well, that's great. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.